Hey, it's John Lee Dumas of EO Fire, and it's The Entrepreneurial You, the show for dedicated and passionate Caribbean entrepreneurs seeking daily inspiration, brought to you by author, speaker, and award-winning entrepreneur, Henneka Watkus Porter. You must be prepared to ignite.
All right. Guess what? It's a new episode today. Yes. Hello to you. Welcome. I'm Henneka Watkus Porter, and you know I am the host of the Entrepreneurial You podcast, and of course, it's also a TV show. So a hearty welcome to all our new listeners, our first-time listeners, and a very huge, large, gigantic shout-out to those of you who have been listening, you know, frequently. You've been very loyal. Thank you so much. You rock. You are the reason that I continue to do this show. In our last episode, I delve a little into the world of strategy and execution with the brilliant Michelle O'Connell. Now, today, we're getting ready to dive in to a crucial yet overlooked aspect of our business journey. Many times it's overlooked. But before we embark on this enlightening conversation that we're about to have, and believe me, I know it's going to be a quick word from our partners at the Jamaica Stock Exchange. Let's take a listen.
We needed to raise capital, but our experience with local financial institutions was that they were cautious and slow to act, and interest rates were far too high. We had real concerns about financing our business through outside equity investors and the possibility of interference. Could we get a fair valuation for our business? We had our own ideas about the business and its value. Should I go the traditional route of bank financing, or should I try the Jamaica Stock Exchange? So we made a call and experienced transformation of our business through conversations. I'm John Mahfood, CEO of Jamaican Teas, and we're listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
Give us a call today at 876-967-3271 to begin your transformation through conversation. We want to see your company listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
In this episode, we have a finance expert who will be transforming the way we manage our business finances. And she is Nicole Barham, the CEO of Design Your Wealth and creator of 5 Minute Bookkeeper. She's here to guide us on a journey from financial stress to financial ease. So get ready to discover her simple yet effective finance systems that can help solo entrepreneurs regain control over their finances and eliminate the tax time scramble. I like that, you know. And before, well, first of all, welcome to you, Nicole.
Thank you so much, Henneka, for having me. I'm so looking forward to this.
Oh, absolutely. Today's just one of the mornings, like, you know, only entrepreneurs can relate to the kind of morning I have been having. So let me ask you a question, though. My warm-up question for you. If you could instantly acquire any skill or talent, what would it be and why?
So I've been trying to learn to swim, Henneka, for years. And I know it's more about fear than anything else, right? And so I would love to, learning to swim from the Jamaica at the YMCA on right at Knutsford, wanting to learn how to swim. Up to now, that was literally over 20 something years ago. And I've tried so many times. I have to tell you, I've gone to the YMCA in the States. I've gone to the YMCA in New York. And I've gotten to the point where I can float. So if I'm in a body of water, I can float on my back. But for the life of me, I still don't know how to swim, even though. So I would love to be able to instantly be a good swimmer.
You and I both, because listen, I could go another conversation with this, right? So I started learning to swim with a friend of mine last year, or the year before. And there's just something, I know it's fear, you know, because me under the water, and when you've had the experience of near drowning before, too, that's kind of like, no, we're dealing with a body of water here. It's like, So I need somebody to take me from that place. I know it's a mindset. I know it has nothing to do with the skill of swimming. It is a mindset. It is a deeply buried fear, like no matter. And I'm bigger and not fit, you know, don't fear nothing. Da, 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 da. I'm always telling people that. When it comes on to this one thing, that's you and I both. So, yeah. We're going to have to be each other's accountability partner here. Yes. All right. Yeah. Let me just pause here to say Kimon Tobias, she has said to us, great morning, Lady Hennika and Lady Nicole. Kimon is a deaconess at our church, Worship and Faith International Fellowship. Welcome, Kimon. It's so good to have you here joining us. So, yes, we were going to get right into it. And, you know, as you're joining online, those of you who are joining live, yes, I've been having the kind of morning that an entrepreneur can relate to. And certainly we need people like Nicole in our lives to sort us through financially, you know, when it comes on to our numbers and stuff. So let's start with this, Nicole. Mm-hmm. Just tell me something about your journey. What inspired you to create that 5-minute bookkeeper system that you now have?
So my background, Hennika, is I really started out in accounting when I was, and this is so funny, 6 years old. And let me tell you how. So my grandmother, you know how when you're little and you're growing up in the country, oh, just in Jamaica, right? He said to me, what do you want to be when you grow up, right? Everybody asked that little kids that question. So I said, I wanted to be a lawyer because, listen, everybody wants to be a lawyer, right? And I said I wanted to be a lawyer. And she said, no, don't be any lawyer. Them tell too much lie. They're too lie. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. She said, be an accountant. So the seed was planted. And my apologies to any of your listeners who are lawyers. That's not my views. That's my grandmother. And so I, you know, had that thing in the back of my mind that I was going to be an accountant. And so I literally went to Woolmer's Girls, and by fourth form, you know, when you had to choose your stream, like where, you know, what you're going to choose, is it sciences, business, arts? So I choose business and I've literally been on that path to being an accountant and working with the Jamaican government, working with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs as their accountant for over 11 years. So I've always been on that journey. However, that seed was planted and I had the foundation, but I did not think of creating a business, you know, with an accounting background. But I got to the point where I started my own business, right? And I was not paying attention to my finances. Can you imagine, Hennika? I have an accounting background basically for many years, have my own business now, and ignoring my finances. So listen, all the people who are not you don't have an accounting background, you're off the hook.
In Jamaica, you know, they say that a shoemaker never has a good pair of shoes.
Yes.
Right.
So I was not paying attention to my finances, and we were in a lot of debt, and we ended up having to file bankruptcy, right? So it got really to the point where, you know, It was so embarrassing for me, because as somebody who was an accounting professional, this should not happen to me, right? But then, you know how it is, right? When you get to the adversity, sometimes it breeds this, you know, idea, this great idea that I had. And I was like, I want to make it so simple that people who are starting out small businesses like me are able to do their finances, be on top of the finances, and don't find it to be such a hassle, or, you know, look at it as something important that they have to do in their businesses, right? And so I started to think about ways that I could get on top of my own finances after the bankruptcy, right? And then also help other entrepreneurs like myself, because I'm like, there has to be a lot more people like me out there. So that's the long way of telling how I got the idea for a 5-minute bookkeeper.
All right. So that's interesting. And I know you know Michelle O'Connor, right? And there's just something about starting at 6 years old, because we had a 6-year-old conversation yesterday as well for the podcast, well, a couple of days ago, that actually aired last week, right? So it's all about the six-year-old thing. So that's quite an interesting story that you have shared with us. And since you have been on that journey, right, I know you've seen the overwhelm from, you know, entrepreneurs face their finances. I go through it, you know, particularly when I just started. What are some of the common financial pain points, right, you've encountered with your clients, and how does your system address them in a nutshell?
Okay, so not knowing how much is coming in and going out, right? Mm-hmm. Not knowing their bottom line. And your business basically runs by your bottom line. And so that's one of the biggest, challenges that my clients have, where they're like, you know what, money just coming in, but where does it go? Right? It comes in and goes out. As soon as it comes in, I have no idea what's going on, right? And even sometimes they know what's going on because their bank account might say they're getting a lot of, you know, income coming in, but they're like, where does it go? Because it's not in my bank account anymore. And so that is one of the things that I really try to help them to just see what's happening with their money, right? Because your money tells a story. Your money tells a story of your business, how well your business is doing. And I mean, listen, if you're in business, if you have a not-for-profit, amazing, and you're out here helping people, but 99% of us are in business to make a profit, right? To make money so that we can either, you know, build a bigger business, make a bigger impact in the world. And so I feel like sometimes we ignore the money because we want to tell ourselves that I'm not in this for the money. I'm in this for the passion. I'm passionate about helping people. But yeah, you have to acknowledge that you're in it for the money and it's important, and that you have to take a look at it. And it's difficult at first, but the way that I make it easy for them, like I'm really good at explaining things in layman's terms. And so there's not a lot of this accounting jargon and a lot of this, you know, tax stuff that goes over people's head. It's really helping them to understand that it's so simple, you can do it, right? I say this about my systems. I say, it's so simple, your grandmother can do it. I used to say you're a third grader, but these third graders these days, girl, they are so advanced that now I'm like, I have some, you know, retirees or some people of a certain age in my programs, and they're loving it and they're doing it and they're, you know, and I'm like, if I get people excited about bookkeeping, right, I've done my job. So I make it really, really simple, because I think you need to know your bottom line in order to make decisions about your business.
So, you know, as you mentioned a while ago, Nicole, like, you know, financial organization and the tax planning, it is absolutely intimidating.
Yes.
So speak to, we have persons engaging with us right now, and even concurring with what you're saying. Speak to the mindset, first of all, that we need to take in making that shift. Because, you know, and before you answer that, I give you a quick example of when I was growing up and how much it was about the mindset. So I hated math in school growing up from very, very early. I remember going to primary school, well, it was early school at the time, primary school, and dropping my pencil under the desk to have an excuse to stay under there looking for it, because I don't want the teacher call upon me, because I was so fearful. And many years ago, after that, I decided I was going to tackle my math phobia. And I mean, I became so in love with math, you know what I mean? So let's talk about the mindset. I need to do that with swimming. Yeah, point of information. But let's talk about the mindset.
Yes. Okay. So I believe for me it was the same thing with the math, right? And somewhere along the way, we learned that girls were not good at math.
Yes, lies, you know.
Yes. So they lied to us, told us we're not good at math. So we already going in and we're like, oh, I'm not good at this. So I don't even want to even try to learn it. Right. And so I did a lot of reading. It's so funny that I became an accountant, because I read everything when I was little. They told me I could read before I could talk. And so I was reading all kinds of books and stories and loved to read. But at the same time, I love numbers. So I guess I have the best of both worlds. But let me tell you about the mindset. I tell people all the time, the mindset is in the action. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to say to you, go read this book, go listen to this podcast, go do this course on mindset. What I would say to you is start taking the action to get on top of the finances, and the mindset will come, right? Mm-hmm. Just like how, and I always use this analogy, if you want to get fit, right? You don't sit and think, oh, let me think about getting fit. Let me work on my mindset before I start walking. You lace up your sneakers and you go outside and you start walking, right? Mm-hmm. And then before you know it, 10 minutes gone, 15 minutes gone, you're like, you know, I was going to walk for 15, but I feel so good. Let me walk for 5 more, right? And then by the time you come back inside, you're so energized and you're so happy that you went for that walk, right? And so I say the mindset will happen when you actually take action. And mm-hmm. I've seen it happen so many times with my systems. Like, people are like, oh my gosh, I hate bookkeeping and the finances. And now they're on the internet streets talking about 5-minute bookkeeper is the bomb. And they're like, it's life changing. You've changed my life. So I know that without doing the action, they would not have been able to, you know, say that, right? Mm-hmm. If they were sitting thinking about it, let me work on my money mindset first, then they would have missed a whole, you know, months or years of not taking action just because they're working on the mindset.
Yeah, let's talk about some of those little actions. Let's start. What are some of the things that we need to start with as entrepreneurs and busy entrepreneurs and serial entrepreneurs at that?
Yeah. Let me tell you, looking at the money, just looking at the numbers, right? I think a lot of entrepreneurs, I used to be one of those people, right? Who used to be like, I know there's not a lot of money in the bank account. So what am I looking for, right? Mm-hmm. Building that relationship with your money just by looking at your accounts. Look at how much you have in your checking account. Maybe you have a business savings. Maybe you have credit cards. Don't be afraid of it. This is money that if you owe money to the credit card companies or you have a loan, this is money that you're using to grow your business, right? This is money that you're using to impact lives. So don't look at your, you know, lack of money as something that is so bad and so terrible. And so that's the first thing. Start looking at your numbers, getting familiar with it. The next thing is, and I really teach this, even if you have somebody who's doing your accounting, don't be so far removed from your business finances that you have no idea what's going on, right? Mm-hmm. When you're having a conversation with your finance people, it's going over your head. You're not understanding what's happening. I'm not saying that you should always do this, do your own bookkeeping or your accounting, but know enough that you can at least ask the relevant questions and know exactly what's going on if you're having a conversation with, say, an investor or a conversation with the bank or, you know, whatever it is. Be able to talk about your business finances like you know what you're talking about, right? Mm-hmm. And the easiest way to do this is just to start getting in there. What am I spending my money on? You know, how much am I bringing in? What if you have different, if you're a serial entrepreneur, like some people, you have different streams of income, which stream is making me money and which stream is not making me any money, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to drop some things and you know, magnify others, right? And so that's what I say, start looking at your money, start keeping track. If you have nothing keeping track, then, you know, open a spreadsheet or get a program, you know, like 5-Minute Bookkeeper. Quick little plug there, right? To just, you know, put the numbers in, and we make it so easy. Again, your grandma can do it. So just being able to up in your numbers, because that's what will determine whether or not you stay in business.
Right. And whether or not you even build wealth. And I'm going to segue into actually how we met. You know, I knew about you online, but how we met for the first time. And it was at Build Wealth with Real Estate Conference hosted by Keisha Bailey. And man, what a conference that was. I can't stop talking about it. You know, those 3 days over, first you guys, you had the, there was a mixer, then the conference of the day, and then there was the brunch that I was at as well. And it was an amazing conference. And you shared some of those nuggets. But for those who were not at the conference, let's talk about, and yes, we're going to get an opportunity to plug away 5 Minute Bookkeeper. And let me put this up because we have Kimon here talking. Kimon says, I'm getting to the question, but let me read what she's saying. I have a partner. I'm a partner in a company and some of our payments are received via cash. So it's hard for me to effectively track the inflows. Can the system be shared by multiple users in a business? So, right. So before I even finish my conversation, my question rather, I'm just saying that we're going to come to this one here because it's a lovely question. But yeah, let's segue into that building wealth and, you know, how you see 5 Minute Bookkeeper helping on that trajectory of building wealth.
Absolutely. So as Keisha Bailey would say, if you don't know your money, you can't grow your money, right? And so how are you going to build wealth if you don't know what's happening with your money? And that's why I say start keeping track. And you have to start somewhere. Actually, this morning, I was thinking about this. And I'm like, most, you know, wealthy people, most wealthy entrepreneurs, most million-dollar entrepreneurs who are running million-dollar businesses started at zero. Or maybe less than zero, right? my coach would say broke as a joke, right? And so a lot of us started from the bottom, started from nothing, right? And so there's no shame in starting from scratch, from the foundation, right? Mm-hmm. And some people are like, well, I have to go now input numbers and track. Yes. How else are you going to know what's going on with your business? So that's how you build wealth. You don't build wealth when your business is 5 years old, right? And you're still not knowing what's going on with it, still not knowing what's profitable, what's not profitable. Things are happening that you should have dropped 2 years ago, but you're still like plugging away at it because you're not sure how it's doing, right? And so the fastest way to build wealth is to keep track of your finances, right? I know it sounds basic, but 90% of us don't do it, especially small business owners, right? Yeah. Solo entrepreneurs, small business owners, we get into business because it's easy to get into business, right? You can say, I want to build a business. You get your license, your doors are open, right? Nobody has a requirement that you have to have a bookkeeper in place or you have to have a system in place, none of that. And so think about tracking your finances as important as sales and marketing, as important as employing people, as important as signing clients. When you think of your finances as up there with those activities, then that's where you start your wealth building process. And then you build that muscle and you get to the point where you cannot go without it. You cannot not know what's happening with your finances.
Right. But, all right, so let's talk a little bit about 5 Minute Bookkeeper, and it's perfect way to do it because perfect time rather. Here we have Kimon asking about whether the system can be shared by multiple users in a business.
Yes, the short answer is yes, Kimon, and this is what a lot of our clients love about that because it can be shared with anyone within your organization, and you can also share it with your tax or accounting professional. Right. So you don't have to crunch any numbers. It's all there in the system. And so you just share it with whoever you need to. And then it's available. The numbers are available to anyone who needs to know it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So and if you have more questions, please feel free to go ahead and post them here. We have a few more minutes to go and then we're going to have Nicole share details about her contact information so you can reach her. How do we gain access? You're going to hear that. This will hear that. Stay tuned. Stick and stay. Don't go anywhere. All right. Let's talk about, you know, what kind of what piece of advice, rather, you would give to an entrepreneur to you know, to get going with 5-Minute Bookkeeper, that system?
Yeah, so the advice I would give to them is that, first of all, don't be intimidated. Mm-hmm. I think when people hear, you know, finances, keeping track of finances, bookkeeping, they get intimidated because they now think, oh, I have to be a numbers person. Mm-hmm. I have to know math. I don't know how math and accounting have it, like what they, it's the only similarity is that they're numbers. That's it. So you don't have to know math. You don't have to be an accounting professional to actually get into your bookkeeping. And that's how I teach in my program, right? So I created 5-Minute Bookkeeper to make it very easy for entrepreneurs to get the system, right? And then go into the, go in there and put their numbers in, right? People might say, but I'm a few years behind, Nicole, right? We're in the United States and we have the tax extension deadline in October. So we have a lot of people who are coming in there like, oh my gosh, I'm a year or 2 years behind. So we do it for them as well, right? So, because we don't want people to be overwhelmed. So we kind of help you to catch up. But when you've caught up, the system is 5 minutes a day, right? If you can dedicate 5 minutes a day to your finances, you can use 5-Minute Bookkeeper.
Right?
Yes. That's
it's
why.
It's as simple as that. 5 minutes per day, that's all you need. Wow, who knew that accounting could be that simple? Now, Nicole, it's time for you to share your contact information, how persons can gain access. And I know that you have things, you know, just places you want us to find you specifically on social media. So let us know that, share that with our audience.
Absolutely. So the website is 5-MinuteBookkeeper.com. So it's the number 5-MinuteBookkeeper.com. And I'm on Instagram at 5-MinuteBookkeeper and also on Facebook as Nicole Barham. So you can follow me on Facebook under Nicole Barham. And, you know, they can always send me a DM if they have questions about the system.
Awesome. Perfect. 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 So there you have it from Nicole Barham herself, the 5-Minute Bookkeeper lady. I mean, she's making our lives so much easier, that created that tool so that our lives can be made easier as entrepreneurs. So go right ahead, look her up on Instagram, check out her website and just engage. And Nicole, I want to thank you so much. Nicole Barham, thank you so much for joining me today on The Entrepreneurial You. It has been very, very insightful.
Thank you so much, Annika, for having me.
Absolutely. And to those of you who joined us live today and are joining the podcast, thank you. Thank you for the time that you have spent with us as we went through this insightful conversation, and we hope that you found this discussion that we've had with Nicole both informative and inspiring. So remember, now it's all about taking small steps and being consistent in managing your finances, and that can significantly improve your business as well as your personal life. So if you've enjoyed this podcast episode, then subscribe, please subscribe or follow, whichever, depending on the platform that you're joining from, and leave a rate and review. That would really help. You know, your feedback helps a lot. So before I officially close out, I just want to remind you that we have coming up, woohoo, we have coming up She Leads, right? She Leads Women's Conference. And believe me, My people in the voice of Empress Golding. This is where so much of my energy has been put. So you may not see me showing up in full in all the other areas right now, but because I'm looking at She Leads. So that is it. That is where what's consuming my energy, my time. So I ask you to go to bit.ly/She Leads Conference and you can sign up. It's hosted jointly with myself, the Entrepreneurial You, representing the Entrepreneurial You and the Jamaica Stock Exchange. So that is a conference you cannot miss at all. We're looking at women in leadership rather, and mental wellness. So go ahead and sign up before early bird ends on October 1. We have both hybrid and so it's hybrid. So we are online and we are also in person. Go sign up now. All right. So that is officially a wrap from me. You may visit HenikaWatkisPorter.com. That's HenikaWatkisPorter.com. We'll find the show notes and other links related to today's episode. You can also connect with me on social media, Henika Watkis Porter. And I want you to affirm with me, I'm in complete control of my finances and I manage my money wisely. Every day, I make sound financial decisions that lead to prosperity and abundance in my life. Money flows to me effortlessly and I use it to create a secure and fulfilling future. Until next time, stay curious, stay healthy, and stay tuned to The Entrepreneurial You. That's a wrap.